Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a huge schus for Mordechai ben Noam ben Leah. You should have a full shleim v'soch shahar choli Israel. We are basing ourselves in the Sefer Mar Bechosam of Rabbi Yaakov David Hamek Shlita. Meseches Moed Katan, Simen Ches. Very, very interesting Torah. Very original. It says in Yevamos, and if Mem Aleph from an Aleph in the Mishnah, v'chein kol shar anashim lo yisarsu v'lo yinasu ad shiulam shlesha chadashim, all other women should not become betrothed and they should not become married. Woman was already married, she shouldn't enter into erusin or nisuin ad shiulam shlesha chadashim, until they've seen 3 months pass following their previous marriages. Echad besulois, vechad beulois, echad grushois, vechad almanos, echad nesulos, vechad arusos. Both divorcees and widows, both those who were married to their previous husbands and nesuin, and both those who were, and also those who were married to their previous husbands, just with erusin, with the first stage. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hanesuos yisarsu, varusos yinasu. Yehuda argues a dissenting view, and he says that hanesuos, those who were married with nesuin, can enter into erusin once; they don't have to wait those 3 months. Because the whole issue here is havchana. You want to know who the real father is. So when somebody was previously married, you want to wait 3 months. And if you see a baby, then you know it belongs to the first husband. If you don't see a baby, then she can get married and you can assume it belongs to the second one. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, great, if that's the case, then hanesuos yisarsu. Then a person can betroth, because nothing is happening anyway. There's going to be no baby. And arusos yinasu, and those who are married with erusin can enter into nesuin, because they're not pregnant by their first husbands, because arus people are maoros are not allowed to be together. Rabbi Yossi Omer kol anashim yisarsu chutz min almana. All previously married women, says Rabbi Yossi, may enter into erusin at once, whether they were married to their previous husbands with erusin or with nesuin. Chutz min almana, except for an almana who cannot enter erusin for 30 days after her husband's death, mipnei ha'ibul, because of her obligation to mourn. How interesting is this? So since she has an obligation to mourn, she is not allowed to get married, this almana, for 30 days. Not als havchana, but als aveilus. It says later on in the Gemara, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Chutz min almana, Amar Rav Chisda Kal Vachomer. Rav Chisda has a problem. He says, a Kal Vachomer, that an almana can get married. An almana should be able to have erusin. Why? If in a place that it's mutter do kibus, if you're allowed to wash your clothing, you're allowed to do erusin. If you're in a place where it's usher to wash your clothing, you're allowed to do erusin. When a place it's mutter to wash your clothing, you're certainly allowed to do erusin. Rashi explains. Rav Chizda's argument with Rav Yossi is asking a kasha. Rav Yossi says that they're not allowed to get married to Salmana for 30 days because of Avelus. But he brings a Kavachomer. Ma b'makom she'asur l'chaves. If you're not allowed to do laundry, which is when? In the week that Tisha B'Av falls out. Nevertheless, mutter la'ares. You're allowed to do erusin, Rashi says, because it's not considered a simcha. So memela erusin's mutter during the week she'chobo Tisha B'Av. And if that's the case, then makom she'mutter l'chaves, in a case where it's mutter to kibus, in other words, within 30 days of the Avel, that an avil is only usher in laundry for 7 days, but not for 30 days. Laundry, makom shemutter lechavis, in place that it's mutter to do laundry, where kibus is mutter, it's mutter within 30 days, because an avil is only usher in laundry for 7 days. What's 30 days? Rashi says giutz, ironing is 30 days, but not kibus. Rashi says because haircutting itself, we wouldn't have a we wouldn't have a special limud for Tisporas. And Tisporas also wouldn't be Aser. Gemara learns there, Gzeres Shava, Tisporas learns para para minazir. There it learns that Tisporas, you have a special limud that it's Aser for 30 days. So Giyutz is Aser for 30 days. You have also a limud for Tisporas that it's Aser for 30 days. But Kibbutz is Mutter for 30 days. So again, what's the Kabbal Chomer? The Kabbal Chomer is, if it's B'makom Shem Aser L'chabes, if in the week that Tisha B'av is Chal, that you're not allowed to do laundry, Mutter L'ares, in that week, you're allowed to do Erisin, in a place that it's Mutter L'chabes, what's the case that it's Mutter L'chabes? It's Mutter L'chabes during the 30 days of Avelu, during the 30 days after the death. It's only Aser for 7 days, but it's Mutter for the rest of the 23 after that. And Odin Shem Mutter L'Arisin, it's certainly Mutter to do Arisin. So therefore, Rebbe Chisda wants to argue that it should be Mutter for a woman, for an Almana, to get engaged within 30 days of her husband's demise. That Rashi says that only Giyutz is Aser for 30 days, and not Kibbutz, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "Look in Moed Kadam Daf Yotes Amud Aleph and Rashi Dibur Maschil Shmoyne Yamim Vitzarechim." Rashi there says that if you have a din shloshim ba'avel, he's aser b'tichboses, he's aser b'kibus. Rashi there says that kibus is aser for 30 days. So it's a stira mafureshes to our sugya. That's the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. And our sugya, what does Rashi say? That kibbutz isn't also for 30 days. Kibbutz is only also for 7 days. But in the sugya, in Moed Katan, you see that kibbutz is tak also for 30 days. And you also have a Rashi like that in Nazir. Some people say Rashi in Nazir isn't from Rashi. But certainly you have the problem with the Rashi in Moed Katan. But Rashi also happens to say Nazir, if that's Rashi, that kibbutz is 30 days. So what is kibbutz? Is kibbutz an iser for an alva for 30 days, or is kibbutz only also for 7 days? That's the kasha. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. So the answer is, says the Marba Choysam, that the sheet of Rashi in all of Shas is that kibbutz is really also for 30 days. And that the Rav Chisda asked them, Rav Yossi, in our sugi in Yevamos, from the halacha, that an ovel, toch shloshim, is mutter with kibbutz, that's because Rav Chisda understood from Rav Yossi that Rav Yossi argues with all the other Tanoim, and he holds that it's mutter to do kibbutz for 30 days. If that's correct, then we have to see how Rav Yossi learns in our Mishnah. We have to see from Rav Yossi, he understood from Rav Yossi in our Mishnah that there's a heter of kibbutz for 30 days. And L'chor Rav Chis is learning that from Rav Yossi, who says in the Mishnah that this almana shouldn't get married within 30 days. Kol anoshim yisarsu chutz min almana, l'pnei ibul, that an almana shouldn't get married within 30 days. And then from there, Rav Chisda takes, you Rav Yossi hold that kibbutz is mutter for 30 days. How do you hold kibbutz is mutter for 30 days? How does Rav Chisda get from Rav Yossi that kibbutz is mutter from 30 days? All Rav Yossi says in the Mishnah is that Erisin is also for 30 days. Chutzman Almana. And Almana is not allowed to do Erisin. So again, we have a steer that it says in the Gemara in Moed Katan, Rashi learns that kibbutz is also for 30 days. Here Rashi says that kibbutz is mutter for 30 days. Which one is it? So the answer apparently is that normally kibbutz really also for 30 days. However, Rabbi Yossi Dafka hears the sheet of the rolls that kibbutz is mutter for 30 days, and that's where Rav Chisda understands from Rabbi Yossi. The question is, how does he get it? So L'chor he gets it from Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. That's what he's arguing on. He says, you Rabbi Yossi say that women can get married in 30 days. That must mean somehow, apparently Rav Chisda is learning that kibbutz is going to be also for 30 days. But how do you get from Erisin being also, how do you get that kibbutz is going to be mutter for 30 days? How do you get from Erisin being Aser for 30 days that kibbutz is mutter for the Shloshim? How do you get that's Shitas Rabbi Yossi? Akopanim, that has to be Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that kibbutz is mutter for 30 days, and that's Miyashik the Steer. Normally, other Tanoim hold that kibbutz is Aser for 30 days, but Yossi holds kibbutz is mutter for 30 days. And the question is, how does Rav Chisda learn from Rav Yossi that Kibbutz is mutter for the Shloshim? So Rashi brings a svara that there should be a heter kibbutz for an avo for the shloshim, because the isser of tiglachas is learned from a hegesh, but we don't have a special limud to aser kibbutz. So we see that the whole din of this of kibbutz not being aser for 30 days is we don't have a makor. So if we don't have a makor, then we're going to say that it's only aser for 7 days, and it's not aser for all 30 days. Ibazai, then what about the other Tanaim? We saw the Rashi in Nazir and Moed Kadin. Nazir Tesvav Amid Beis, that Rashi, that their Rashi says that Kibbutz is Aser for the Shloshim, and there he didn't bring a Makor. So if the whole word is that you need a Makor to Aser something for 30 days, it's only going to be Aser for 7 days in Hilchos Avelos. Unless you have a Makor for 30 days, then it makes sense. Rav Yossi makes a lot of sense. Kibbutz is going to be Aser for 7 days and not for 30 days. So how then do the other Tanaim hold that Kibbutz is also for all 30 days? So we have to say that according to these Tanaim, we hold the opposite. That any din of Avelus that's noeg for 7 days is also going to be noeg for 30 days, unless we have a special het there, that it's not noeg for 30 days, that it's only noeg for 7 days. So it's mamish, shtei svaras hafuchos. You have Rabbi Yossi who holds that it's automatically going to be usher for 7 and mutter for the rest of the shloshim unless you have an iser mefurish, and you have the other Tanaim who hold that it's automatically going to be usher for all shloshim unless you have a het there mefurish for after the 7 days. So what's the svar here? So we have to be choker begeder dine avelus shloshim. What's the pshat in avelus shloshim? Do we say that shloshim is a hemshech of the shiva? That you shouldn't leave your avelus after the 7 days. You should continue it some of the dinim into the 30. Or no? Do we say that the din of Avelus Shiva ends after the 7 days, and the rest of the Shloshim, the rest of the 23 days, are Anuk Zera? So is the rest of the Shloshim a Hemshech of the Shiva? Or is it Anuk Zera, Anuk Takana? Now it happens to be that when we count the 30 days, we shouldn't have to count it. But the fact is that the first 7 count both for the 30 and for the 7. So one could argue then that they're connected. Akoponim, and that the rest of the 23 is a hemshich. Akoponim, that's the machlokas between the two deis and Rashi. Rashi here and Rashi in Moed Katan, the opinion that says Kibbutz is us are all 30. Because we didn't find the special heter is going like the tzad, that Avelus is a hemshech of the Shiva. The Avelus of the Shoshim is a hemshech of the Shiva. So since there's an issa to be mechabes toch Shiva, Mimela, it's also us of the rest of the Shloshim. And the opinion that holds that Kibbutz is mutter all Shloshim, Rabbi Yossi, since we don't find an explicit makor for Isser, it's because he holds that it's a new takana. And unless you have a makor for Isser for the other 23 days, it's not going to be Isser. Grashis is here in Yefamis. So now let's go back to our Mishnah and learn our Mishnah. So L'chayra, it's half leva fell on Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah is talking about Hilchos Esurei Chasnus. It's talking about 3 months of Havchana. You're not going to marry somebody else. So we know that she's not the Mu'baris to the first guy. And all of a sudden, Pitom Rabbi Yossi, Rikta Rhyme, he throws in here this whole Indian of Hilchos Chasnus. Of Hilchos Avelus. Excuse me. He says the din of 30 days, that an almana shouldn't get married within 30 days. Why? Because of evil. Those Hilchos Avelus. So this is more shaykh to the Mishnah Moed Katan. There we're talking about Hilchos Avelus. So what are you throwing in Hilchos Avelus here? We're talking about Dinei Chasnas. Not only that, Rabbi Yossi is coming here with a Tanya on Rabbi Yehuda. He's telling Rabbi Yehuda, "Shelo chilakta ben almana begrusha v'itarta almana li'aris besochim me'evla." He says, "How come you're machalek between an almana and a grusha, and you were matir an almana to get married in the days of Ravelus?" Now, if you look at Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda never mentioned anything about Avelus. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, wasn't talking about Avelus. Rabbi Yehuda was just talking mitzad dinei chasnas. Rabbi Yossi was worried about, Rabbi Yehuda was worried about Havchana. So he says, Nesuos can do Erusin, and Arusos can even do Nesuin. So he was talking about Havchana. He wasn't talking about Dini Avelus. So how did Rabbi Yossi hear a heter in Hilchos Avelus that an almana is allowed to get married within 30 days? Well, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't mentioning that. He wasn't discussing that. Only that later on, there's a brayser, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Kol Anashim Yisarat Sechut Ma'amana B'nei Evil, V'kam B'nei Evil Shlosh Shloshim Yom, V'kun Lo Yinosa Shim Lam Gimel Chadoshim. So Mamish, there's a Gemishat here, there's a big Tarovas. All the women should get married except for an Almana because of her Avelus. How much is her Avelus? 30 days? And the other women shouldn't get married until 3 months. 3 months is a din in chasnos, it's a din in havchana, knowing who the father of the baby is. And what is he bringing that into this case of almana? So it seems from all of this, says the Marba Chaisim, that even though the reason of the iser chasnos, according to Rabbi Yossi, of 30 days is mishum avelus, but the geder iser is shayach l'ilchos chasnos. That the Chachamim were attacking shiurim of Isurei Erusin and Nisuin to a woman who still has shaychus to her first husband. So the gather of these dine avelus are hilchos chasnus, that a woman shouldn't get married. So that's why there is a connection between the dine havchana and the dine avelus not getting married in 30 days. Not married in 30 days is mitzad chasnus. That since she's still connected to her first husband, she shouldn't get married for 30 days. The gather of the Avelus is Shaykh Lichos Chasnas. So, this is built on the Yisod of Rabbi Chana Wasserman and his Kuntras Devei Sofrim that's printed at the end of Kovetz Shiurim, that every Dinder Rabbanon has a time and a gather. And sometimes the tam and the geder are mechuluk, and the halachas are nikba lefi the geder. So here the tam is avelus, but the geder, the definition of the not getting married, the halachas are going to be al tzilchus chasnas. The tam is avelus, you can have both. That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. And within 30 days, the time is avelus. But the geder is iser chasnus. Which is like havchana, which is also chasnus. Because she's still connected to her first husband. She's not allowed to go to another man. Now we can say that al korach, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't say that dini avelus of 30 days is nimsha from dini avelus of 7 days. Because if you say that the 30 days is a hemshech of the 7 days, then the Chachamim didn't make a new chalos on the Yisr of the Shloshim. And then you can't say that they made this new takana of Hilchos Avelus as with a gather of Hilchos Chasnas. What are we trying to say according to Rabbi Yossi? There's a new gather here. It's something new. It's the tam is avelus and the geder is chasna. So that has to be something new. So if it's something new, that means that the shloshim is not a hemshech of the shiva. And that's the tzad of Rabbi Yosef, that the shloshim isn't a hemshech of a shiva. Ah! So akorachach, what does Rabbi Yosef hold? That there's a new geder of shloshim? And he has new dinim? And one of those dinim of the shloshim is that the a woman is not allowed to get married out dine chasnus. She's still connected to her first husband. But as part of her avelus, she's an aster to get married together hichos chasnus. And that's why Rav Yossi connected the two. Rav Yossi connected the Gimel Chodshei Havchana and the Shloshim Yom Shel Ibul. The 3 months of Havchana is Chasnas, and the 30 days of Eva, of Ibul, and not being married, getting married to another man, that's also Dinei Chasnas. It's part of her Avelus. She has this Din of Chasnas, and maybe that's the Lashon. You don't see this Lashon elsewhere. Ibul. It doesn't say Avelus, it's just the Avelus. There's a gather of there's a lashon of chitun, so like chitun, we say ibu. Maybe, maybe not. So because this is really a connection, it's a mixture of avelus and chasnas. So ibu chitun, maybe, maybe not. Al kopanim on that, Rav Chisda tainad that since according to Rav Yosef the avelus of shloshim is a new shame. So now we get that according to Rav Yosef it's a new shame. And now Rav Chisda comes along and says, ah, according to you, it's a new shame. And therefore, it's not nimshach from the Avelus of Shiva. So the Svara would say then, that if we don't have a makor mefurash, le'isser b'sarich shloshim, we should be matir, because it doesn't automatically draw from the isser of the 7 days, even though it's isser in the 7 days. Unless you have a makor mefurash le'isser, it's going to be mutter for the other 23. So according to that, it's mutter to be mechabes. So now that it's mutter to be mechabes, according to Rabbi Yossi, we can't aser erusin for that very reason. Because we have a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? The kal v'chomer is uma b'makom she'aser lechabes. If in the case where it's aser to be mechabes during the week that's chal tisha b'av mutter l'aris, there you're allowed to do erusin. So then during the 30 days, you Rabbi Yossi hold during the 30 days that it's mudr l'chabes, because we don't have a makor mefurash l'iser, and since it's not nimshak from the shiva, memela it's going to be mudr for the 30 days. So it should certainly be mudr l'aretz. So why are you saying that it's aser l'aretz in the 30 days for this almana? So Rav Chisda asked a good kashim Rabbi Yossi, according to Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, you hold that it's mudr to do a kibbutz within 30 days, so I have a kal v'chomer against you. That if when it's aser to do kibbutz, it's mutter to do erusin. Certainly when it's mutter to do kibbutz in the 30 days, it's mutter to do erusin. But that's only according to Shita Rabbi Yossi. But according to the Shita of the other Tanaim, there's really an iser of kibbutz for 30 days, because it is a hemsheikh of the first 7 days. Memeila miyushav miyushav is kushis Rabbi Kiva Eger. So really it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the other Tanaim. It's not a steer at all. And Rabbi Yossi holds that the Isser of kibbutz, that the heter of kibbutz is for 30 days, is a heter of kibbutz for shloshim, and that Rav Chisda learned from the words of Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi asserd erusin, which means that it's begeder chasnus, because the alman is connected to her first husband, which means that the shloshim is a new geder. So if it's a new geder, then something can automatically be mutter unless proven otherwise. That means kibbutz, since you don't have a proof, is going to be, if you don't have a proof to aser, it's going to be mutter. So according to your logic that it's a new geder and that kibbutz is mutter, then I'm going to ask on you that erusin should certainly be mutter. So that's halfway befel adika mahalach in the sugya. We should go be zoche. Rumo du lamed lishma v'lasu. The kaim is called ibe v'samu teresu. V'yahav amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.